Welcome to Maseches Ksubos, Perek Yud Mishnah Dalet, Chapter 10, Mishnah 4. The Mishnah begins, Mishaya Nasui Shalosh Nashim. If a fellow married three women, and on exactly the same day, he signed the Ksuba of all three, so it comes out that they have equal rights to collect their Ksuba. Vames. And then he passes away, and all three widows come to collect their Ksuba. Now the issue is that the amount in the Ksuba is different for each woman. Ksubasa Shel Zumana, one of them is 100 dinar. Mishal Zuma Thaim, one of them is 200 dinar. Mishal Zu Shleish Meis, and one of them is 300 dinar. Vein Shem Elamana. The problem is that in his entire estate, all that's left over is 100 dinar. Says the Mishnah Cholkos B'Shava, since each one of them has a right to at least a mana, so it comes out that they all have a similar claim. Therefore, they divide, and each one gets a third of a mana, 33.33 dinar. Continues the Mishnah, Hayushama Saim. Let's say in the property of their deceased husband was 200 dinar. Comes out that the first 100 dinar is, they all have equal rights on. The second dinar only really has rights the person who Ksuba was 200, or the one Ksuba was 300. Says the Mishnah like this. Shalmana Naitalas Chamishim. The one that Ksuba was 100 dinar gets 50. The Gemara says that even though this doesn't seem logical, we're talking about a situation where the woman who was supposed to get 200 had said at some point in her life, Dinu Dvarim Ainli Imach Bemana Rishain, that I will never argue, I will not try to take away your mana rishain, your 100 dinar. Therefore, the first woman gets, the one of 100 gets 50 mana. Shalmasai, Mishal Shleisha Meis, and the ones that their ksuba are 200 and 300, Shleisha, Shel Zahav. Each one of them takes 3 golden dinarim, which is 75 dinari kesef, 75 dinarim. So they equally divide the remainder. Continues the Mishnah, Hayusham Shleish Meis. Let's say in the property of their deceased husband there was exactly 300 dinar. The first 100, all of them have an equal claim. The second one, the one that has 200 has an equal claim, and as well as the one that has 300. And the third 100, really only the third one, the one that was supposed to have a ksuba 300, she has a claim to. Says the Mishnah again, Shamanu Naitalas Chamishim. The one whose ksuba was considered 100 dinar, she gets 50 dinar, as we explained previously, because the second woman had said that I have no claim on that. So therefore it comes out like this. The one that was supposed to get 100 and the one that's supposed to get 200, they divide the first mana, and each one gets 50. Vishal Masayim, the one whose ksuba is 200, she gets mana. 50 dinar from the first mana, from the first 100, and 50 dinar from the remainder. In other words, she divides equally with the one whose ksuba was 300. Mishal Shloish Meis, and the one that has a ksuba of 300, Shisha Shel Zahav, she gets 6 of gold, which means to say 150 dinar kesef, 50 from the second mana, from the second 100, and she gets the 100 from the final 300. Concludes the Mishnah, V'chein, similarly, Shloisha Sheitilu Lakis, 3 partners that all placed money in a pile, in a bag, to buy property, to buy merchandise. One guy put in 100, one guy put in 200, and one put in 300. Pichsoy Siru. Let's say the money ain't earned money, or it lost money. Kachim Chalkin, they use a similar equation, a similar formula, to divide their money, just like we saw by the Ksuba. Wishing you a fantastic upcoming week.